Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Twins and Royals coming up. Lineup card at 5:30. Joe Ryan on the mound tonight in Kansas City. And then the final game of the series tomorrow. They continue the trip. They'll be out in Anaheim to play the Angels. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Later starts for all three. Night games Monday and Tuesday. Getaway day. First pitch just after 3 o'clock our time on Wednesday. Then the final homestand of the season with the Diamondbacks, Yankees, and Guardians coming to town. Twins finish the year on the road against the Rangers and the Phillies. Phil Miller joins us, covers the Twins for the Star Tribune, and Phil's been good enough to join us all season long here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And Phil, always good to visit with you.
Thanks, Steve. If you got to be in Kansas City, you might as well enjoy it and go on the radio.
Yeah. Hey, Phil, when you're in Kansas City, did you ever enjoy any barbecue?
I'm a baseball writer, Steve. What else do we do? Right. Yes. I have managed to find some already, and probably a little later tonight as well.
Yeah, you know, I work with someone during the week, and they make an annual trip down to Kansas City for a little baseball and barbecue. This is a very popular road trip for Twins fans. Easy trip down 35, and even though it's a lost year for the Twins, I still would assume some Twins fans are in the stands this weekend.
There's a guy standing behind the Twins dugout right now wearing a Justin Morneau jersey, so I suspect that you are correct.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a great trip. And when realignment has come up, the Twins would still play in Kansas City. If the major leagues, they expand and they're realigned and there's some talk that the Twins might be in a division with Milwaukee and the Chicago clubs, we'll see. That's down the road. But Twins fans would still get that opportunity to go down to Kansas City. I have made that road trip before. It is very enjoyable. And the one thing you can say, when they built Kauffman Stadium all those years ago, and it's 50 years plus now for that ballpark, and it's been remodeled since, it is still a gem.
Yeah, it is. It is very nice. And I would say to anyone considering making the trip that we don't know how much longer it will be here. You know, the people in this county voted down a referendum a year ago that would have paid to build a new stadium in downtown Kansas City by the river, which it was turned down. But I think the writing is on the wall. The Chiefs, you hear rumors the Chiefs have their eyes on this property. Their stadium is right next door, and they would like to build something for their fans, you know, with shops and restaurants, like every major sports team would like the way the Atlanta Braves have done it in Georgia. So it's very pretty, and, you know, they've got the fountains in the outfield, and you can get a barbecue here in this ballpark. So, it is one of the nicer spots.
Yeah, for sure. And plenty of parking on site. There's a lot of advantages to it. But I agree that there is a movement to maybe get downtown somewhere for the Royals. And let's start with the Royals Club first and foremost. Give them credit. They are in the mix. They have a chance to get to the postseason. That would be a good story for them.
It really would. It'd be their second year in a row, and that has been, they managed that last year, last decade, they were in two World Series in a row, and it has been a fairly quick rebuild. And it is a fearsome lineup. They The Twins have discovered that Pasquantino and Garcia and, of course, Bobby Witt Jr. Is just a great heart of the order, and they are getting some decent pitching. They have one of the best closers in the big league at the back end, so it is an exciting time to be. It's interesting which team has a brighter future right now, the Royals or the Chiefs across the parking lot, because I can tell you there's a lot of sad faces here today after the Chiefs lost their opener last night.
Yeah, down in Brazil to the L.A. Chargers. I'm still getting used to L.A. Chargers. Every now and then I'll still slip and call them the San Diego Chargers. But and I won't get into a long diatribe, but they still should be in San Diego. Anyway, about Bobby Witt Jr., it sounds like back spasms, and yeah. I saw a post earlier today. He was in the lineup last night. Certainly a key guy for the Royals in their postseason hopes. So hopefully that doesn't linger for their cause.
Yeah, he had to leave the game. I know that it's an ailment that is that seems to bug him kind of randomly. They think that he can avoid the injured list, but that is worrisome. You know, the Royals are, you tell me, I think they're about two games out of the playoffs right now. I think they're right behind the Rangers, just outside the playoffs. And
yeah, so I was in.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say I was in following the ball game, and last night it was one out of the wild card. But I can update that in a moment.
Yeah, and they do need all their guys in the lineup. It's a little strange to go to a city and hear that they need to be winning now against such a soft schedule. I'm not used to hearing the Twins described that way, but this month they certainly are, and the Royals are taking advantage of it, or did last night.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and for the Twins, it's been a slog. Speaking of records, their record has not been good. Just a lost week against the White Sox at Target Field. It just was a miserable week. It almost felt like, you know, things bottomed out for the club this week. It was not good.
It did, because they took a lead in, I believe, all four games against the White Sox and gave up the lead in all four. And, you know, it's easy to point at that and say, well, you know, that's what happens when you trade your five best relievers at the trade deadline. And it really is, the bullpen is a problem, but, you know, they lost 2-1 last night. It wasn't the bullpen, that did it to them. They are still, the batting order, has fits and starts. They hit against the White Sox and they're pitching, but, it's all year, leaving runners in scoring position has been a big problem for them, and that has not gone away. And you're seeing the results. Monday, I can't even hardly believe this stat is true, but Monday is the 1 month anniversary since the Twins last won back to back games.
Wow!
Since their last two game winning streak was on August 7th and 8th, 6th, 7th and 8th. I think they won three in a row, but they have not won consecutive games in a month, and that's where the Twins are right now.
Phil Miller joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Phil covers the Twins for the Star Tribune and has been so generous with his time this season, and joins us from Kansas City. Joe Ryan on the mound tonight for the Twins. Our lineup card begins at 5:30. And by the way, Kansas City at the moment one game out of the final wild card. So it's New York, Boston, Seattle, the wild card. Texas a half game back. Kansas City one game back. So the Royals certainly in the mix going into the game tonight. Now, there was a bright spot, and it came Friday night, and that is the return of Pablo Lopez. And there was a lot of talk, would Pablo come back? Why? You know, the Twins are playing out the string. The season's over. He did. He wanted to. And even though the Twins got beat 2-1 and he gave up the long two-run shot in the third, he pitched very well.
He did. He admitted that he was having a little trouble spotting some of his pitches. His strike percentage was down just a bit, but he looked like Pablo Lopez. Six innings, two runs. He worked out of just about every problem he got into. He made one admittedly terrible pitch to Michael Garcia that he did not miss, and that. But other than that, that was a big night. And I was interested that Rocco Baldelli even kind of said, you know, our problems really started the day that Pablo went down with his injured in Sacramento. That they were, you know, their pitching staff was one of the better ones in the league, and their pitching staff since his injury has been the worst in the league. The process kind of accelerated this past month, but still, he thinks that is the kind of effect that Pablo Lopez, who is, you know, one of the absolute leaders in the clubhouse of this team, is, that's the advantage of having him back. You know, we'll see if too late to really make much difference, but they are very happy to have him back, and he intends to pitch every 5 days for the rest of the month.
Yeah, and that's incredible, and we talked about it. I was in for Henry following the game last night, and I visited with Chris Tubbs about it. You know, there's a number of things at work, but he was clearly quoted as saying, I wanted to come back. I didn't want to shut it down. I wanted to prove to myself. And then it's kind of like, you know, if he takes his turn between now and the end of the season, I think that shows the fans, but beyond that, everybody that, hey, you know, this guy is a gamer and wanted to come back. He pitched well on Friday night against a contending club. And if he continues to pitch well, I mean, that is a point for optimism. No guarantee he stays. He could be moved in the offseason. Yeah. Joe Ryan came very close to being traded. But, good for Pablo.
The cynical point of view says that, well, the Twins want him to pitch to prove that he's healthy, so they can trade him and his $21 million salary next year. But that is not how he's looking at it. He absolutely wants to pitch, start fresh next year, and he said he discovered two or three things that he wants to work on the rest of the year and go into a normal off season. And you're right, good for him. It would have been very easy with his injury to just kind of coast, because this is not the same team that he left when he got injured.
Yeah, and Joe Ryan goes tonight. He had a couple of starts in a row that were concerning, but overall it's been a good year for Ryan.
He leads the team in WAR right now, wins above replacement, ahead of Byron Buxton. Well, I mentioned that to him last night. He just laughed and said, I'll take Buck. He has had a great year. And I will say that he's the best WAR by a pitcher, a Twins pitcher, since Johan Santana was Sonny Gray's 5.6 2 years ago. And Joe has a chance to better that. That's how good a season it's been. He deservedly made the All-Star team. He'll get some down ballot Cy Young votes, and he was sick last night. He's had the flu a couple of days, so we weren't certain he was going to pitch today, but he is I saw him just a little while ago going through his pregame workouts, so he is pitching.
Yeah, and what an unusual year. Just to Pablo Lopez lost to injury, I get that, but a really good year for Joe Ryan, and an outstanding year for Byron Buxton, as you mentioned a moment ago, and still things went so far south for this club.
Yeah.
It's just it's hard to fathom. If you would have said, hey, Joe Ryan's going to have this great year and Byron Buxton's going to have a great year, and you would think, hey, that's a great place to start.
Yep, and that was the feeling in spring training for sure. They had the collapse the last 5 weeks of last season, and to a man, they were all saying, you know, that was a fluke. This is a lot better team. This is, they had made some changes, and they're back and ready to be a contender again. And, boys, about as big a swing and a miss as I can recall.
Yeah. Well, Phil, always good to visit with you. Look forward to your coverage of the ball game and enjoy that barbecue later.
Appreciate it, Steve. Thanks. Good talking to you.
All right, there he is. Phil Miller covers the Twins for the Star Tribune, and they have a dynamic duo, Phil and Bobby, and good enough to join us here on News Talk 830-WCCO. We'll come back. Sneak peek at the lineup behind Joe Ryan, and the lineup card begins at 5:30 here on the home of the Twins. News Talk 830-WCCO.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.